So hello again, dear listener. A slight pause there whilst the posh bacon and eggs were put down and did the job a treat, I have to say. It reminds me of that one of those horrible management consultant phrases from the late 80s when everybody wore red braces and slicked their hair back like Gordon Gekko when they wanted to try and differentiate between people who were involved and people who were committed to particular management style projects. And the analogy was, if you think of bacon and eggs, well, the chicken's involved, but the pig's committed. Anyway, we'll move swiftly on from that. If you'll forgive the geographical error of 170 miles further north, the photo attached was taken at a place called No Man's Land Common yesterday afternoon. As the name would suggest, it's betwixt and between two places. In this case, St Albans and Harpenden, which is the next major city north, town north. There's a very good pub there called the Wicked Lady, which I think has recently been refurbished. I think it's more of an eating establishment now, but legend has it that it was once a hangout of highwaymen, and you could see why. Although it's only a few miles out of civilization, it's a very dark and isolated place. Although you can go through it at 70 miles an hour in the car these days, of course it only lasts 2 minutes. I guess if you're walking through it, it's a good couple of hours, and pretty scary stuff as well. It's always been a favourite place to go for a Sunday afternoon walk, and the weather yesterday was perfect for that. Beautiful low sun and the trees changing. It must be the fifth boo in a row, I think, I've talked about the trees changing. Not that it's important to me at all. It's also a place where people go to fly their kites and their radio control aircraft, and very surprisingly, you only saw one person with a kite yesterday and no aircraft. I don't think my kite's been out of the boot for the last 7 years. It's probably rotted away now. It's an ex-kite or a wannabe bin liner, but I will get it out one day and we'll give it another go. Went on from there to a pub called Elephant and Castle, which is Wheat Hampstead, I think, is technically the description, just outside Harpenden. It used to be run by a very charismatic guy, and had some fantastic posters and bits and pieces up. One I particularly remember that I was looking forward to seeing and probably booing about was one that was situated in the quietest and darkest corner of the pub, which started to those of you who are here with someone you shouldn't be. And I went looking for it yesterday, but it's not there. The pub is now run by a young guy called Gavin, or Gavzy probably, who's a very passionate Manchester United fan and makes no effort to hide the fact. In fact, he was quite abrasive with people who gave him even just a little bit of gentle banter about any other Premiership club, so might not be returning back there in a hurry, but I have to say, credit to him, his beer was excellent and enjoyed a very good pint. They also have a very intelligent two-garden system, so they have a large garden at the front of the pub where families and children and dogs are welcome, and then they have a bit more of a small and intimate garden at the back where it's adults only and it's quiet and shady. Unfortunately, very quiet and cold last night, so it lasted about 15 seconds before coming back in. But I'll try and go there again and pursue this quiet, neglected corner with the canoodling couple's poster, even if he's just ripped it down and put it somewhere else, or just make sure he hasn't moved it to another canoodling couple's corner. Of course, it might not be the corner that I'm thinking of. So apologies for the brief pause there and sound effects. Having listened to that back, I can hear the wailing women of Wakefield are in the background. They seem to have voices that are pitched just at that point that it obliterates every other form of human communication. So I hope there's been a little bit of continuity and clarity in this boo. Serves me right for doing it from the corner of a bar.